Right. Now, unusually, we are going to have an interview very early in our program, and I'm delighted to be able to talk to three young people. Normally, we don't have them quite so young, but and also one of the things that I've found with Roundabout is that we learn new things all the time, and I've learned quite a lot already without even talking to these young women. I understand that the number six wing of the Australian Air Force Cadets has a stand here, and a total of 53 cadets and 22 staff have volunteered their time to support the Air Force Cadets, their stand throughout the 10 days at the show. And with me today, I have got three young women, and it was through one of them, Beatrice, who decided when she came to the show 2 years ago, she actually went to the stand at the Royal Show of the Australian Air Force and saw enough to make her convinced that she wanted to follow it up. And she convinced her sister, Anna, who is here today with her, to join. And together they have done some amazing things. Now, Anna is 16, Beatrice is 15, and the oldest of the young group is Casey Dibben. So let's start with Casey first of all. Casey is 18, and I understand that Casey has done some remarkable things. She has been promoted to Cadet Flight Sergeant. Now, all this is language that's unfamiliar to me and probably to a lot of the people listening, but it sounds very important, Casey. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've done.
So I've been invited to, like, fly an aircraft. And
you've actually flown an aircraft?
Yeah, without personal experiences, like the personal flying experiences that we get. We also go on field activities. I'm in the band as well.
What do you play in the band?
So I play drums, but right. I play a few other instruments as well.
And tell me about the flying of an airplane. You obviously have an instructor with you, do you?
Yes, yes.
And what, just a light aircraft? Not just a light aircraft, but a light aircraft?
Yep.
Yes. How long have you been doing that?
I've only done it a few times because I'm not really interested in the flying part of
things. So what are you interested in?
Band.
The band, are you? Music is your forte.
Yep.
Right. Are there particular events that you go to as a group? Do you regularly perform for community activities? And tell me a little bit about
that. So every Thursday night we have our rehearsals, right. And then sometimes we'll get invited to do some
events.
Yeah, events, yeah.
If someone's having a fair or a fete or... Yeah. Right. And how many other people are there in your band?
I think from memory there's about 20.
20,
yeah.
Right. Now, currently you're 18, so, and you live in Gawler area, is that right?
I live in the Barossa.
You live in the Barossa, so you go to the Gawler squadron?
Yeah.
Right. And how many, just give me a picture about how many people would belong to that.
We've got about 40 enrolled.
Right.
And yeah.
And how often do you meet?
Every Friday night.
Right. And what do you do on a Friday night?
So Friday nights I normally teach and show the cadets how to do things, show them how to march and stuff like that.
And so you've, because of your position, because you've gone through a number of successful programs, you are a leader?
Yes.
Yes, right. And I gather that you've recently received a gold award badge in the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award?
Yes.
Did you end up going to Government House, or you're going to Government House?
Yeah, I'm going to Government House.
That'll be quite exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. So what does this lead you to? Do you use this as a hobby or an activity outside of your schooling or education, or is this somewhere where you're going to go with your career?
So this is just something that I have an interest in, something that I do just to make friends. I have so many friends because of cadets.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
So you would recommend this to other young people?
Yeah.
And over at the stand that you've got here, which is clearly supported by the Royal Australian Air Force, do you talk to people or try and encourage young people to join up?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
Right. And that leads me to Beatrice, who clearly went along 2 years ago and was convinced that it was quite a worthwhile exercise. Tell me what happened for you.
So I went there to go see the St. John Cadets that were supposed to have a stall up as well. But we came across the Air Force Cadets, and I got to play on their flight sim, which we still have up there. And they also have an ejector seat, and we got to talk about all the different things that cadets do. And my mom thought it would be a really good idea for me. And then I did a bit more research on it, and it turned out to be, like, something I was really interested in. So.
And so you went home and talked to your sister? Is that how it all came about, that you both joined up?
So my sister did already know about the cadets because she was there when we saw the stall. But it was a bit my idea to, like, join, and then she tagged along and joined as well.
And tell me, when you said about the stand that you've got there at the moment, so young people would go in and experience what you experienced, like sitting in an ejector seat, is that what you called it?
Yes. We still do have the exact same stall as we had when I went there and I went to look at it. It is a very, like, nice experience. You get to play on our flight simulator that's there. And we also have an
ejector. And is that like sitting in a real plane, a flight simulator?
Not really, because we don't really have the funding to be able to have that. But we do have, it's a PC computer, and we have a joystick.
Right.
Which is very, very close to one that you'd find in an actual plane.
Right.
And you get to learn how to use that, and then you fly the plane on the PC, and yeah.
And Beaches, you're 15, is that right? You're 15 years old. You're still at school, obviously.
Yes.
And what are you hoping? You've been with the cadets for a year and a half. What's the best thing that you've got out of it, do you think?
Oh, definitely a boost of confidence, because when I was around 13, around when I joined, I was a lot more closed off, and, like, I wouldn't talk to very many people.
Bit reserved.
Yes, that was the word I was looking for. Cadets has really helped me be able to be more confident in myself and trust myself and stuff like that as well.
And have you ever spoken on radio before?
No, this is my first time.
Well,
it's very exciting.
That is exciting, isn't it? So there's all those people out there listening, lots of people, a lot more than are wandering around past us, who would be listening to what you've got to say and enjoying hearing your story. Where do you think this might lead you in the future? Do you have it, as I said to Casey, is it something that you'll use as an activity outside of your education, or is it something that you'll work towards a career?
For me, it is a career path, because I want to join the Defence Force, specifically the Air Force, as security. And I find that it's really easy to access information and, like, learn more about jobs I would like to do in the Defence Force through cadets.
Right. Well, thank you. Really enjoyed chatting with you, Beatrice. Now, Anna, you're 16, and you've been a cadet for a year and a half as well, is that right?
Yep.
You've completed a curriculum, and you've been reclassified as a leading cadet?
Yes, I have.
That's right. And you've actually passed a swim test and flown a light aircraft.
Yeah, I have.
Wow. And at 15, that's a pretty big thing to be able to say, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not something everyone can say, so.
That's right. So tell me about your experiences. What have you got from this joining the cadets?
So when I first joined up, basically what happened was I saw my sister getting ready and getting all her things together, like, or being super excited and telling me all about it. And I'm like, what exactly is all this about? And I went and did some research and saw that you get to learn how to fly planes. It has always been a goal of mine to eventually get my pilot's license. So
wow.
I thought this would be a really easy way for me to get it in a quick fashion and have it already. So as soon as I found out that you could do it through the Air Force Cadets, I'm like, well, I'm doing it.
Good on you.
So I joined up, and I discovered that there is a lot more to Air Force Cadets than just flying planes. So, I went out and I did the pilot experience flights, and I went up in the plane, and I've been learning as much as I can about the planes. But also, I have gone on bivouacs, which is like camping trips, and my sister will tell you, I hate camping. But when it comes to cadets, I don't mind it so much, and it's very different. It's a lot more structured, a lot more fun, just a better all-round experience than anything you could experience as a normal civilian. Other than bivouacs, I've had experiences talking to people who I never would have talked to, members of the Defence Force who tell you about their jobs, about their lives and how they got into it and the perks of being here and the sort of things that you don't really
know about.
Get to know,
yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, at 15, that's quite remarkable.
Of course, yes. Mm. Having that sort of perspective on an adult life,
yes.
And where certain pathways can take you, it's invaluable. especially at such a young age. Through all these other things, I found more and more different activities that can help lead to different pathways. And I never like to close doors myself, so I found out that they were doing swim tests for an activity that I was going to go on, which is a water activity. They weren't going to let us go on the activity unless we passed the swim test. I'm not very big on activity. I don't swim. I've never really done laps of pools before, but I went on the swim test and I passed it. We did 4 laps of the pool. We did 15 minutes of treading water, emergency dives and different activities in the water to pass the test. And it was one of my proudest moments because I managed to finish that test and stand on the edge of the pool being able to say that I did it. You know,
good
and
on you.
It was something very, very proud of that.
But well done.
A lot of moments like that in cadets, just doing things that I never would have done before, never would have even thought about. But because they're there, I just did it. And then after it, you know, it's nice to say that you did do it.
Yes.
And that you had that ability.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I guess like your sister said, your self-esteem and confidence
has grown.
What about you, Casey? Have you found the same, that since you've been doing cadets, the confidence and self-esteem has grown for you too?
Yeah, I have.
Yes, yep. Yes. Well, look, is there anything else that you want to add? I mean, I'll give a plug for anyone out there who wants to join cadets, because I think you need to give them one last bash at...
I'd really like to just mention the fact that we do have a partnership with the Duke of Edinburgh through the Air Force Cadets. Anyone who is a part of the Air Force Cadets has the opportunity to participate in the Duke of Edinburgh and win their... or achieve their Duke of Edinburgh awards, the gold, the silver and the bronze, at a cheaper price. It's more, it's easier to do through the Air Force Cadets because we have so much more support, constantly people on your back saying, have you filled out your book, have you done your logs, are you ready to go, and a lot of people trying to just convince you to go ahead and do it. So if you're looking at doing the Duke of Edinburgh, Air Force Cadets is a good way to get into that.
Jolly good.
International award, internationally recognised, so, yeah.
A good pathway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, girls, thank you very much. It's been really enjoyable listening to your stories. Thank you, Casey Dibben, Anna Santos, and Beatrice. I've looked at you wrongly, haven't I? That's Anna, and that's Beatrice Santos. Thank you, three of you, for coming in and sharing your experiences. Hopefully, our listeners will have learnt a lot. I certainly have.
Thank you for having us.
Right.